Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Now, economic forecasting has probably never been a trickier business than it is now due to the uncertain nature of the pandemic. Economics columnist with the Sunday Times, Cormac Lucy, thinks one thing is certain, though. It's all about the vaccine when it comes to the economy. Good morning, Cormac.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Okay, let's. Can we talk before we come to the vaccine rollout and all that in a second, Cormac, but can we start with the markets and, you know, how guided and how buoyant they are as a result of the development and the rollout of the vaccine right across the world? They're optimistic, but I think you said in one of your pieces recently that the optimistic forecast by the City Panic, the euphoria tracker, if it's to be believed, it's hit an all that the optimism is turning into a euphoric situation with the markets. Is that something we should be concerned about?
I think if you have money in the stock market, it's a potential worry, certainly. What Citibank do is they measure investor sentiment, and they have this measure going back three decades. And they're tracking, are investors depressed or are they euphoric? And investors, by their measure, have never been as euphoric as they are right now. And I think it was Warren Buffett who said, you know, when investors are over-optimistic, he sells. When they're over-pessimistic, he buys. So if you're a stock market trader, this is a very exciting time. And as our former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern once said, the bubble can get bubblier. You know, just because things are euphoric does not mean they can't get even more euphoric. But we're seeing a number of key signs right now of extreme euphoria with things like Bitcoin, the Tesla share price, you know, doubling, tripling, multiplying by fivefold in the course of a year or so.
And that
can't continue forever.
Yeah, and that those kind of things can go wrong, as we know from bitter experience. Can we talk then if the economic, I suppose, forecast is going to be predicated by the successful rollout of a vaccine, should we as a nation be doing better in your view?
Probably, but before I turn to that, I should preface something said by the great economist John Kenneth Galbraith, who said that economic forecasters are there to make fortune tellers look respectable. So it's a tricky area, economic forecasting. And I think what we're seeing at the minute is massive economic stimulus from governments in terms of running deficits, from central banks in terms of pushing money into the system. And that's helping push stock markets up, even though the economy can't get out of the ditch until we get a vaccine rollout and a roll back of the COVID-related restrictions.
Yeah.
And I think one of the concerns I have is that it's business as usual in Ireland and in the EU when it comes to the vaccine, whereas in places like Israel and the United Kingdom, they're treating it the way I think it ought to be treated, namely it's a national crisis. We need to put the top priority of government behind getting the vaccine rolled out so that we can stem the disease, stem the fatalities from the disease, and get the economy back up and running ASAP.
And it's your strong view then that, you know, our economic prosperity or otherwise will really, really hang on how that vaccine rollout is delivered.
And how quickly it gets delivered.
Yeah.
Now, as it happens, I looked up the most recent data last night in preparation for our conversation. And in EU terms, Ireland is doing very well. You know, we're second or third fastest in rolling out the vaccine right now per head of population. But if we compare, say, Ireland to Northern Ireland, we're well behind what they're doing up there as part of the UK response. And I just fear that there's been no holding to account of the head of the European agency, which is approving the vaccines, and which, in my view, has been tardy. I mean, if they delay approval of a vaccine by a month, apply that in terms of a month's extra fatalities, a month extra for some businesses to try to hang on for dear life. So I'm terribly intolerant of business as usual when we're in a crisis. But it seems to be business as usual, and that frustrates the hell out of me.
I have a text in here from Sean that says, your guest is an economist, not an epidemiologist. What does he know about health? What do you say to something like that, Cormac?
Well, you can use that argument against everybody. Well, I'm not an economist. I'm an economic columnist. I don't purport to be an economist. I opine and comment on what's going on in the economy. And
that's why we have you on here.
And the point is, we're all entitled to have an opinion. We're all entitled to express an opinion. And if that's the best argument that your commentator can come up with, he should address the substance of what's being said rather than playing the man.
Yeah. Let's go back to the vaccination, our own rollout plans, the strategy documents, accountability, all those kind of things. What do you think we could do better, Cormac?
I think the minister, Stephen Donnelly, should stop hiding behind officials and should take on personal responsibility for rolling this out with clear targets that he announces to the public and commits to now. So we don't have targets with firm, I will die in the ditch stuff, you know, to deliver on this target that can give people confidence. Instead, we've kind of got sequences, we've got priorities, we've got values, all things that really don't amount to a solid foundation for somebody, you know, running a pub down in Athenry to plan his life around or plan her life around.
Yeah.
So it's the lack of clear targets, it's the lack of clear accountability. That's what concerns me.
Well, the other thing we'd like, would we not, is a daily update of how many people were vaccinated and where. That seems to be vague as well, in terms of that just basic information, how many people were jabbed today and where.
Yeah, that would be helpful. But at least within the confines of EU policy, we have to say right now the system is working very well. My concern is a sort of a broader one, that I think the EU response is too slow and that there is a lack of political urgency. You know, the fact that we don't know the name of the head of the European body who is approving or failing to approve new drugs, that is not a matter of public political discourse, really points to a severe lack in European political debate, that this body can play such a central role, but that there's no political discussion of them.
And just briefly and finally, Cormac, do you think quarter three of this year we'll see some form of economic normality coming back to us?
I would be hopeful it might be somewhat earlier. There's no doubt there's a very strong seasonal aspect to this pandemic.
Okay.
And if we recall last summer, we did get an opening up and we had quite a good summer, but then the thing came back with a vengeance late summer, early autumn.
We'll have to leave it there. Cormac Lucy from the economics columnist with the Sunday Times. Thanks very much.